This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, we've actually guaranteed receipt of FDA-authorized vaccine from Pfizer, 100 million doses that we purchased.
We may have doses that we're able to give to people by the end of November, the beginning of December. We would be giving vaccine to people very likely before the end of this year.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The good news is the Pfizer tests look good and we'll have a vaccine shortly. The bad news is this administration is going to be implementing a vaccine plan.
You're being a negative Nancy. Stop it. Okay? Unless you want everyone to call you negative Nancy from now on.
I've been talking to governors across the nation about that. How can we shape the Trump administration vaccine plan to fix it or stop it?
That's the evilest thing I can imagine.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Attorney General Bill Barr says federal prosecutors are authorized to investigate allegations of voter fraud.
This memo comes out authorizing federal prosecutors to look into substantial allegations of voting irregularities if there is clear and apparently credible, you know, allegations of irregularities.
You mean like this?
Kirk Hartle said he was surprised when he found out his wife had sent in a mail-in ballot.
I was surprised because she passed away 3 years ago.
Clark County officials say Rosemary's signature is a match to what's on their records.
We're now finding that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time.
Very interesting.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We played you a song yesterday. Someone sent it to me and said it's a really fantastic song. It's a great battle theme for the recounts that are ahead and the court challenges. And we are joined now by the singer who put this song together. It's called Pallets of Ballots.
When I went to sleep, Trump had the lead. How the hell do we go from election day to election week? The posters got it wrong again. They must have been confused. But I tell y'all about myself when I turn on the morning news, cause they found pallets on the ballots at 3 a.m. all the way from Georgia.
Pallets full of ballots at 3 a.m. We'll play the whole song as we go along, but let me introduce to you the singer-songwriter, Austin Foreman. Austin, thanks for being here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how you doing, man?
That's a great song. Where are you from, first of all?
Thank you. I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, Pensacola. Okay, great. Okay, I'm in the Sunshine State as well, on the other side of the state. And how old are you, Austin?
I'm 27.
Okay, so how long did it take you to come up with this song?
So it didn't take long at all. My buddy named Bobby, he actually called me on Friday and he said, hey man, he writes a lot of songs with me. He said, we got to write a song about what's going on because both him and I believe, there's a lot of corruption in the election. And so he said, we got to write the song. You know, they brought in these pallets full of ballots. And I said, Bobby, what'd you say? He said, pallets full of ballots. I said, that's the name of the song. I said, Bobby, what are you doing right now? He said, I'm walking into Hooters. I said, no, you're not. Turn around and come to the house. We're going to write this song right now. And so we wrote it and then, of course, posted it. And, you know, of course, it's doing very well. And I'm happy because it's a comic relief. To me, it's a comic relief to something that's not very funny, because it isn't funny what's happening to us.
No, it's not.
American people. But it gives people something to smile about in the times that they're stressed out about what's going on in our country.
No, it's really good.
How
many hits have you gotten now on, clicks have you gotten on YouTube?
So we're over 500,000 views on YouTube in the first 4 days.
Wow, that's pretty good. When I saw it yesterday, it was about a quarter of a million. So you've doubled it in a day, and it's gonna keep going up.
Of course, yeah. We're averaging about 17,000 views an hour.
Let's listen to a little bit more of it, and then we'll talk with you a little more.
Well, isn't that sweet? He got just what he needs. They found just enough folks to get sleepy jungly. He said, come on, man, I hope you're being good sport. Donald Trump said that I'll see your ass in court. Bring those pallets for the ballots you found at 3 a.m. All the way from Georgia to Michigan. They called Arizona early, and the only way to win is the pallets for the ballots all for Joe Biden.
We're over a month from the actual vote in the Electoral College, Austin. You and your songwriter may have to come up with a few more lyrics. You know, kind of expand it. It's, you know, instead of a single, make it into like a Bob Dylan type song. You know, with multiple stanzas and lyrics.
Of course, yeah, sure. There's going to be a part two. I've already decided that. Yeah, we're going to watch what goes on. And go along from there. There's going to be a part two. It's just like I wrote a song about Carole Baskin that went viral too. There was a part one and part two. We're going to do part two of this. But you know, the part two is going to be about Trump's victory. You know, as long as the Supreme Court does what it's supposed to do. So
let's hope so, Austin. So you're not a professional musician, are you, or are you?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you think is professional. I do this for a living, but I play in bars. But I do it, you know, it's all I do. So between YouTube and then playing in bars, and this is what I do for a living, you know, and it's how I support my family.
Man, you must have had a pretty rough 2020 for a while, because even in Florida here, the bars were shut down for a little while, right?
Well, I did, but then in April, I released a song about Tiger King called "That Be Carole Baskin's." I won't say the word on air, but it got 1.2 million views on YouTube and 14 million views on Facebook, and so that helped out a lot. So
you're doing okay.
So it was okay. Yeah, okay. Not amazing, but okay.
Okay, we'll play. We got one more little bit of it to play, right, Kayla?
Somebody better wake him up, Superman. Tell the truth, I think he forgot he was running for president. But it doesn't matter, because they found pallets on the ballots at 3 a.m. All the way from Arizona to Wisconsin.
Hey, you got Howie? You got to send me the edited version of that so I can send it to these radio stations.
Okay, we'll send it. We'll send it. Grace will send it to you.
Howie, it's Grace right now. Austin, I love the song. I'm a big fan. I do have to tell people we had to edit out that last verse because there's some very funny but not suitable for air lyrics. So if they want to see the full thing, Austin, tell them where to go.
Sure. Yeah, I'm on every platform you could probably think of, even Parler, which I love Parler. You go to Austin Foreman Music, and my last name is Forman. It's not like George Foreman, so there's no E in my last name. So Austin Foreman Music, and you go on any platform. YouTube's probably the best. I got most of the videos, and you can do it there. The edited version, though, I mean, it's great. I did have radio stations asking me for a clean version, so y'all should send that to me.
Okay, well, Grace will send it to you in the morning. How's that? Get it to you tonight. I don't know, but she'll get it to you. It's like going back to the '60s, you know, when you had the Rolling Stones, "Let's Spend the Night Together," and they changed it, had to change it to "Let's Spend Some Time Together," right? So we're back to the future.
Yeah.
Back to the future. Austin Foreman, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And check it out; it's a really funny song, and it'll cheer you up a little bit. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote, "The thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have three dogs and three birds, but you wouldn't know it now." Another stated, "The thunderstorm way exceeded my expectations. It will be even more handy when winter arrives and we can't open the window. Winter is coming, so plan now." Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand, just like I'm doing right now for social media. You plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet owner odor, chicken smells, kitchen smells, could be chicken smells, tobacco, or that damp smell that you may have lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, you're getting two thunderstorms for below $70 each. It doesn't take up any room and no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with the code word Howie BOGO. One word. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which MSNBC personality is having the worst day? Ken Delanian, Joy Reid, or John Meacham?
I'm going to say Joy Reid.
68% say Joy Reid.
Okay. They're all pretty funny, though. If you haven't heard those, if you haven't seen the tweet from Joy Reid, how ignorant she is of basic politics. Even though she's the anchor of a primetime show on MSNBC and she knows nothing. So what else is new, right? She let the time-traveling hackers get into her Twitter account. How stupid can she be, right? All right. We're going to take a lot of calls, 844-500-4242. But I want to play the Baker cuts. Baker was out there today. And, of course, he's blaming Trump for everything. It's Trump's fault that two-thirds of the people are dead in nursing homes. He basically said that. And he's also saying nothing. Trump has no evidence that there's been any voter fraud. Let's just go down the list. Cut 19.
I can't think of a worse time to stall a transition than amid a deadly pandemic that the federal government continues to own primary responsibility for responding to.
Wait a second.
The Trump campaign has...
Who... Was Trump in charge of regulating the state's nursing homes? Was Trump in charge of the Holyoke Soldiers Home? Did Bennett Walsh, the superintendent of the Holyoke Soldiers Home, did he give money to Trump to get his job? Wow. What stones this guy has got pointing. Does he take responsibility for anything? Go ahead.
The Trump campaign has legitimate legal challenges. They should bring them to court. And the court should deal with those as quickly and as fairly as possible. But I'm aware of no legitimate claims of wrongdoing anywhere near the scale it would take to affect this outcome. And there's no credible third-party entity that's verified the president's claims in any way.
You can't go to court until you've had the recounts, right? I mean, if you go into court now, the judge would say, wait a second, you're not going to go to me until you recount the ballots. Then if you have a complaint, you bring it to the court. He knows this. I mean, this is just playing to the cheap seats. But what else does he play to? He's the worst. Go ahead.
Continuing to make these claims.
All right. Okay, here's the next cut. This is on the importance of the transition. Transition.
Continuing to make these claims erodes trust in the system when, in fact, the election system is working exactly as it was designed to do.
Really?
And let's not forget, there are Republican elected officials with major roles to play in the vote counting process in many of the states that are in dispute. Anybody who doubts that should take a look at some of Brad Raffensperger's comments, who's the current Republican Secretary of State.
Yeah, he's been asked to resign by both of the senators, Charlie Parker, maybe the In the Satchel reporters that worship you don't know that, but he's totally screwed up the entire thing. He's as bad a Republican as you or Phil Scott. Go ahead.
About whether or not he thinks the process there was above board, proper, and appropriate. Orderly transitions of power are good for the country. They're good for the American people. There's simply no question on this. In every campaign season, we hear a lot about what's best for the country. And what this president is doing at this point in time is not in the best interest of this country. The administration needs to move forward and cooperate with the president-elect's transition team immediately.
Oh, shut up. Why don't you go do a standout at Holyoke Soldiers Home? Your political hack that you put in to this run the Holyoke Soldiers Home has been indicted for criminal neglect. Two-thirds of the 10,000 dead in Massachusetts are in your nursing homes, the nursing homes whose operators gave you $52,000, that gave the House Speaker $45,000, that gave the Lieutenant Governor $37,000. And you looked the other way, and almost 7,000 people are dead, and you're blaming the Trump administration? Have you, at long last, no shame, Mr. Tal Duvall, Charlie Parker? Cut 21.
I've been a Republican for 40 years. I've raised money for Republican candidates. I've knocked doors for Republican candidates. I've answered and made phone calls for Republican candidates.
Oh, you're so selfless.
But this latest move to employ the Department of Justice in all of this is so wildly inappropriate. Installing an orderly transition process, especially at a time like this, is equally unacceptable.
See, he's still claiming that this is like the bubonic plague. Nobody else believes it, but he believes it. He's the pope of panic porn. And is it, so 207 says, is it Trump's fault that we now have a vaccine? I'm guessing it's Biden's accomplishment. Exactly right, 207. Yeah. Do you think does Charlie Parker sound like someone who blanked the presidential vote? No, I think not. Cut 22.
And more of what I hear coming out of this conversation implies to me that some of this is just raw double standard and nothing else.
What does that mean? You mean that the incumbent president wants all the votes counted, and that's a double standard because the Democrat wants to count all the votes that weren't there? The challenger. Okay, one more cut, and then we'll move on here from this jive 23. I know this is.
I said what I meant. So, I think it's ridiculous for somebody to make this argument that if you think the results of an election appear to be legitimate, and there are Republicans all over the country who actually managed those results, that you would come
That's
out and say
true.
That anybody who questions that is not really a Republican. I believe in many of the things that the Republican Party I support stands for, which is why I've been one for 40 years. One of the things I don't believe
shutting down the economy,
if you're
destroying
any
small
place
business,
in elective office, is this idea somehow
taking money, thousands from nursing home operators, and then turning the other way while thousands die? Go ahead.
Only legit if you win.
Oh, shut up! That's enough of him. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls in the next segment. segments, and I just wanted to play that. So Trump owns this problem. Did Trump put a hack in the Holyoke Soldiers Home? Did Trump put the Department of Public Health, one of the most corrupt departments in state government, in control of these nursing homes, regulating them after their multiple scandals in the past? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
617 says, Charlie Parker is the reason I am unenrolled and not a Republican. Well, I think that's the best way to go, is to be unenrolled, because that way you can vote in a Democrat primary. You have two chances to knock off the most loathsome candidate, usually. Bruce from the Met says, H, Parker clearly knows his days as a Republican are over. He's just paving the way for his gravy train as a Dem after getting ousted. What a disgusting twerp. 603, Charlie Parker has been about as much of a Republican as Barack. 781, Baker needs to shut the bleep up. 413, Mr. Governor, why are there suddenly 50K plus tests a day, not 18K? Mr. Governor, why are there now 16 towns high risk, not 121? What is going on? Exactly. That's a good point. The last week, they changed the metrics. That's they're making it up as they go along, and they call that changing the metrics. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, I just came up with a great idea. I just wish we had thought of it earlier. Since we have so much international news media covering our election fraud that our media isn't covering, and we got that Senate runoff in December, you know what we should do? We should have, like, student exchange programs and let children from all over the world count the polls and then show how honest and sincere our election polls are.
I know. this is a good point. There was something, I'm looking for it right now in my stack of stuff, but I'll find it. There is somebody found a report on the State Department website from the elections in Ukraine in 2004, and everything in that was cited as a reason for thinking that the Ukrainian elections were fixed has happened in the United States of America. It's really amazing. I just found it right now. This is the State Department report from 2004. They bullet pointed the problems with the Ukrainian election. Illegal use of absentee ballots. Stop me if you've heard any of this before. Opposition observers ejected. North Korean style turnout in the East. Philadelphia, for instance. Mobile ballot box fraud. That was a big thing in Nevada, right? Computer data allegedly altered to favor one of the candidates. We don't call it computer data altered. We call it glitches. So this is a classic case of something that the UN observers or Jimmy Carter or somebody should be sent in to observe the election fraud going on in the world's oldest democracy. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Howie. Just wanted to say the governor should just take care of Boston. He's got a little problem with his vision. You should have seen the problems coming when they were burning the police car and destroying business on Boylston Street. They should have the National Guard out there. A lot sooner than they did. But, Howie, I have one theory possibly on those 400,000 votes that just were mocked by Biden. Mark for Biden. You can see them in a room or multiple rooms saying, listen, we're running out of time. Just mark Biden and forget the others. I can just see them panicking, just saying, now mark it, racing against the clock, trying to get the votes in as Trump goes for surgeon.
Right. No, I think, you know, that's a good theory. I mean, I've seen that suggested on the internet, that they thought that Biden was going to win easily, just like they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win easily. And they thought they'd stolen enough votes through, you know, various methods, whether it's this software or the mail-in ballots, and all of a sudden they realize they're running behind. They stop the count in all those states, and they just create these ballots. But there's another theory too, that that the Democrat playbook for stealing an election is you don't try to steal it up and down. You just pick one race or two races that that you want to steal, and because it's just too much to steal everything at this point anyway. You got to get people used to having everything stolen by the Democrats and having elections mean nothing. But you know, it's interesting that what happened here in New England. Even there's a story in Breitbart today. Deeply blue New England disrupted by Republican wins in down ballot races, and it's really strange what happened in New Hampshire, isn't it? And I don't know what happened exactly, but you know, Biden carried the state by 7 points. Jean Shaheen was reelected easily, and the two congressional district remained in Democrat hands, even though Matt Maurer was ahead in one late poll over Chris Pappas in the Seacoast district. But yet, at the legislative level, the state legislative level, the New Hampshire Senate flipped from 14-10 Democrat majority to 14-10 Republican majority. There were 157 Republicans in the 400-seat House. Now they have 213. So the Republicans have picked up 56 seats. I mean, it's a big body, but still, 56 seats they picked up. And they took control of the Executive Council, which is like their governor's council, which like our governor's council, but it's more powerful. They now have a 4-1 majority on the governor's council. I think it was 3-2 Democrat in the past. And and two Democrat House speakers lost in New England. In Rhode Island, the House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello from Cranston was beaten by the mayor of Cranston's wife. But you know, I don't think, is that surprising? I mean, that mayor was Fung is his name. He was pretty popular. I think he's term limited out. But he ran for governor a couple of times, I think, and he did pretty well in a Democrat state. So I don't think that was as surprising. In Vermont, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, a representative since 2003 and speaker since 2017, narrowly lost her seat to a Republican. I don't know what was at play there. But it's always good to turn these legislative seats over, legislative leadership especially. You don't want people getting in there for 30 or 40 years like Bulger or all the crooked House speakers that we've had in Massachusetts. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Howie, thank you so much, and thank you for your program and for all that you do. I served two terms in the New Hampshire House, and I'm a little perplexed at what happened in this last election. I'm hopeful we're going to be turning things around in New Hampshire. But what I wanted to talk to you about or ask you about tonight is I'm very concerned at some of the pundits, especially Pat Buchanan, who I've followed for years. I was a delegate for him in 1996. And they're telling Trump to stand down in this situation where we know there was absolute fraud. And I would like to hear your thoughts on this. And I'm going to hang up and listen. And again, well,
what did Pat say this in a column?
There's a column that came out today that says he needs to be careful. And to me, what it said was he needs to stand down. And I'm thinking, why do we stand down if we have legal grounds to call into question what happened? And,
right.
And I know you've had him on your program, and I love him to death. I mean, I was a delegate for him in 1996, but I don't like it when I hear these pundits say we need to stand down when we know
there was fraud. I agree, Barbara. We'll see if we can get him on tomorrow. Okay, we'll make a call to him, and because he usually comes on the show, so we'll see if we can find him. I hadn't seen the column, but I'll check it out during the 20-hour interims between the shows. Thanks for the call, Barbara. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, on Marine Corps birthday in the eve of Veterans Day.
Yes.
All us vets out here want to say thanks to you and your crew, because you guys never let us down when it's about chess issues. So,
well, thank you. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your service, and thanks to all the vets on here on Veterans Day Eve for their service. And again, happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps, Semper Fi.
Yep, they helped us out. You helped us out on the Jarhead deal with the motorcycle crash, you know, stuff like that. You guys have always been there, of course. So we really appreciate it. So,
Thank you.
By the way,
yes,
I called Paris Island because I was trying to get Barnacle's boot camp picture, but I ain't having any luck.
Don't hold your breath, Mike. You know, he said, Mike Barnacle returns to Paris Island, and I always think about that when I'm flying south from Boston to Florida. I'm returning to Paris Island too, Mike, 35,000 feet above. And I always wave, thinking of Mike Barnacle as we fly over the South Carolina coast. Mike Barnacle used to say that he was a Marine, you know, and then he stopped saying he was a Marine. Because he never was a Marine. He ran an elevator on Capitol Hill during the Vietnam War. Thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. How are you tonight?
Good.
You got a great staff, great show, and I'm the biggest fan up here in Lowell, Mass. I can tell. Well, not the biggest. There's many of us up here, big fans of your show and your staff and stuff. You know the cut you played on with Charlie Baker, Charlie Parker, as you call him. You know, he's been a Republican for 40 years or something
yes.
like that. You know, and you know, I'll have to agree with what you said about one of your previous callers or somebody who texted you or something. He's about as Republican as Barack Obama, really. I mean,
right.
He is. You know.
And, someone just said he's as Republican as Captain. He's as much a Republican as Captain Kangaroo as a military officer. That's true too.
You know, the question I have is, and I'm being facetious here, but this guy is a disgrace to the Republican Party. He really is. He's a disgrace. And you know, I'm going to wait. I listen to your show every day faithfully. I don't want to miss it. I consider my day incomplete if I missed your show. You know, but. You know, try to find in your archives there, try to find these statements that Charlie Parker or Baker or whatever the hell you call him, the statements he issued for the 3.5, almost 4 years when the Democrats were making up evidence about Russian collusion and what Hillary Clinton was exposed to have done. And so try to find some in your archives.
Oh, he was totally on board with the whole hoax.
Of course he was. Of course he was. So that's what
I don't need to pull the sound. I mean, we can pull the sound, but I remember it well. It was driving me crazy, just like this crap is driving me crazy. And how dare he say that Trump owns this thing? He's got the second highest nursing home death rate in the United States of America, the second highest. He's got the third highest overall death rate in the United States, and he's blaming Trump. How come there's 47, 48 other governors that have a lower death rate than him? Are they blaming Trump?
And Howie, you know the other thing that Charlie Baker says that I'm noticing from Democrats? I'm just going to call him a Democrat because we all know he is. It's this comment they make after they say something where they go, and that's without question. That's not even questioned. There's no question about that. It's like this abusive way of telling people you're not allowed to question it. Like, who says it's without question? Who says this election was on the up and up? Because Charlie Baker says so?
Right. Well, he also says the schools are open and the economy is running. Is that the case? Look around you. Go to your local downtown. Go to the city of Boston. You think the economy's running? The MBTA has one quarter as many passengers as they did a year ago. Is that the economy up and running? This
and
is all on Charlie Parker.
I love how he says Trump needs to start this transition now. I feel like saying to him, or what? What are you going to do about it? You're going to stick him in one of the nursing homes?
Mm-hmm. I know.
He acts like he's such a tough guy when he talks about Trump, and then everything else, he's wishy-washy.
I'll still remember that party the night of the inauguration or the night before the inauguration down in D.C. It was the Massachusetts party. And he pulled the same BS that he pulled this time. Oh, I didn't vote for either of them. They're no damn good. And then he shows up at the inauguration party. expecting to be treated like some kind of conquering hero. What a fraud. What a 14-carat phony he is. Ugh. All right, we got to take a break. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
One of the listeners wanted to know where to get that story about the State Department in 2004 saying that the Ukrainian election was rigged because of exactly the same things that have gone on here since the election. And I just tweeted out the story. It's from Red State, but you can find it if you're a follower at Howie Carr Show. It's right there. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been predicting lately that Pelosi will not have enough votes to retain the House speakership. And I don't know if that's true or not, or he's just trying to, you know, get a little, you know, just stir up a little trouble. They got a lot fewer Democrats in there. And I guess she lost 15 votes in the last House race for House Speaker, 15 Democrat votes. And 10 of those people are going to be back. And if you add them to the Republicans, that's a majority. But I don't know if she would have her ways to get them back into line, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll follow it as the days go by. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, some great comments today. Some good callers, man. Semper Fi to all you jarheads out there. Hey, my brother just came back from Pennsylvania. He was down hunting last week, and they drove out to the far end of Pennsylvania, and almost he's just Trump signs everywhere. He couldn't fathom that he would have lost that state, and
nobody can.
Support was no, and but I got to get to Charlie Parker real quick. You know what? Trump should just come out and say, "I'll concede the election when your son goes to court for his charge of molesting that woman." Just to shut him up. I can't stomach
Charlie Parker. He was the one. He's the one. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, he's that they broomed that case. And it's like he can't do anything about the state police because they have that report. Although we now have the report. So I don't know what it really matters. I mean, he's got the U.S. attorney to. You know what's interesting, come to think of it, though? If people are saying that Rachel Rollins, if Biden got in there, she might become the U.S. attorney. And I know she has a different view on whether Gropey should be prosecuted or not. I wonder. I don't think the statute of limitations has run out. Not that I want Biden, and it's a very small silver lining, but that might be a very small silver lining that Gropey might be prosecuted if Rachel Rollins ever became the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Massachusetts. Thanks for bringing that up, Johnny. Captain Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Captain Bob.
Yeah, something that I haven't heard much of, the military and especially the commissioned officers, we're still on the hook to preserve and protect the Constitution. If, in fact, this fiasco gets resolved and the lawyers find out that the Constitution has been violated, it could be interesting to see what the military does.
I hope the military doesn't do anything, really, honestly. Thanks for the call, Captain Bob. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. We'll be here. I'm Howie Carr.